Welcome to episode 5 with the Worship Drummer Podcast with your host, John Mana.
What is up, everybody? That was my son Josiah, who is 3 years old. And what can I say? I'm raising up the next generation of worship drummers here in my own house. But anyways, today we have an awesome episode in store for you with my buddy Josh Ward from worshipartistry.com. And stay tuned because we have an awesome giveaway for one lucky winner. But you'll have to listen through to find out what it is we're giving away. So stick around. This is going to be a great episode of the Worship Drummer Podcast. Hey guys, we're so happy today to be welcoming our buddy Josh Ward from worshipartistry.com. Josh is a fantastic drummer, and today we're going to be learning all about what they offer at worshipartistry.com. So Josh, thanks for having this time with us. We welcome you to the Worship Drummer Podcast.
Absolutely, man. Thank you for having me.
And just as you're tuning in, make sure you stay with us because we have a sweet announcement somewhere in this podcast, and I'll leave it up to you to follow along to see where it is. Real quick, as we get started, we're going to focus. We're talking about worship artistry and what Josh does with them. We might even touch on some online drumming education and what that means to us as worship drummers. And just to start off, Josh, there's this quote which really resonated with me on your website, and it was this: "You've got the heart, we'll teach you the skill." And what I love about it is it goes so much in line with our tag, our hashtag, if you will, which is heart before beat. And I love how worship artistry, even just the name, it lends to that same parallelism of heart before beat, worship, and then the artistry of it. And just as we start, I just would say this one thing: both are equally important.
Absolutely.
A lot of people that I talk to kind of prefer one over the other, and that's why I love the phrase worship artistry, and it caught my eye. And so without further ado, Josh, why don't you just introduce us to what worship artistry is all about, and then more specifically later on your role with them.
All right, yeah. So basically, worship artistry, what we do is we take all of the modern day worship songs that we're playing in our worship sets at church with our worship teams, and we'll break those down piece by piece, verse, chorus, bridge. We break down any type of fill concepts. And we also have the sheet music with the charts and also loops that you can, play along with a certain part all day long if you need to. So, so we just totally break down the songs, and our goal is to help, people learn the songs and be able to deliver them better on a Sunday morning, for their worship service.
Oh, for sure. That's really cool. And just in speaking about the content you guys provide, is that all produced in-house, or is that like multitracks.com stems that you would use?
Yeah. So what we do is, I forgot to mention, it started off as a guitar instructional site.
Okay.
And then they added drums. Okay. And then since then, we've added bass and a keyboard instructor as well. So what we do is all the audio, we play along with a music video. We make a music video for the lesson, which we're playing with the actual track. But everything else that we do as far as the loops and everything else, that's all us, So the keyboard instructor, for instance, he's, making up his own tones. All his patches and things like that, he's basically just remaking, and he'll teach the keyboard guys, how to come up with a certain sound, and Jason on guitar, you need this pedal to produce this tone, on your guitar. This is what we're playing here. And what's cool, even with the guitar side of things, is, on many worship songs these days, I mean, there can be a bazillion guitars on a track, you know. So you've got six or seven guitar tracks that Jason is pulling into basically teaching one, you know, guitar track, or guitar part that you can play on a Sunday morning, you know, because not every worship team has seven guitar players on it. So
Cool. So spinning off of that concept, a question we get asked all the time is this double drums or this aux percussion setup alongside the kit. And how do we, you know, if you're just one drummer, how do you minimize it and bring it all down to one person playing it? So do you kind of cover that at all with the drum parts?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's Bethel, you know, is a good example of that. You know, a lot of their new record has two drummers. So, and yeah, exactly. So it's hard to play all of that as a single person on your acoustic kit. So yeah, I kind of cover that as well. You know, we'll kind of pick like the main rhythm, the main groove, and kind of stick with that. And if it's possible, you know, physically to add some percussion in there as well, I'll kind of touch on, you know, some of the songs I'll have a tambourine, you know, sitting on my hi-hat, and you know, we're just doing quarter notes with the left foot, you know, just keeping rhythm. Yeah, so pulling all those parts into one, you know, just to make it more deliverable on a Sunday morning to play with your worship team
Yeah,
is.
very cool. And another question that stems kind of out of this is the use of electronics in the sounds that are coming out in more modern worship. Do you take that into consideration, or do you focus just strictly on acoustic kit?
As of right now, I've just kind of focused on the kit itself and maybe how to get those electronic sounds out of you know, your kit just by tuning different, you know, dampening, maybe you loosen your snare up super
I
super loose to
love
get, you
that,
know, like
man.
a yeah, get like a fat sound or but you know, I just got a one of the Roland SPD-SX pads the other day. So I'm still toying with that. So maybe in the future we can even, you know, touch on, you know, how to use that and how
That's
to
really
incorporate
cool.
it.
Yeah, no, I love what you said about. I thought maybe you would say yes, we kind of throw in the pad and just play it, make it easy. But what I appreciate even more is, because from my experience, and we get a ton of emails from just average local church drummers, the church doesn't have $1,000 to buy, an SPD-SX or whatever. And they're saying, how do I play this stuff without the bells and whistles, without all the toys around me? And so it's refreshing to hear you say that. And that's kind of been a cool take for me too. I don't have all those luxuries necessarily unless I rent them sometimes to learn and play with them. So I think that's really cool that, and it appeals to the local church drummer. So guys, if you're listening and you don't have the budget, or your church worship ministry doesn't have the budget to purchase one of those Roland SPD-SXs, and you're kind of throwing your hands up in the air, take a lesson from our buddy Josh right here, man. And actually, you might want to even register at worshipartistry.com so you can just learn to see how you can translate what you hear into something you can actually play. And maybe talk to us a bit about achieving that, like those different sounds, like knowing your sounds, and what kind of accessories do you throw into the mix? Percussion stuff, bells,
Okay, yeah.
tambos, big fat snare drums, whatever you use.
Right. Yeah, you know, a lot of it as being a drummer and you know, I think worship music has come a long way and it's and as far as the sounds, you know, that you hear, you have to be creative, you know, you have to be an artist as a drummer. And kind of come up with those things. So, yeah, so like if I'm looking for a fat snare, you know, a lot of times I'll use a big fat snare, big fat snare drum. If any of you guys don't know what that is, you should check them out. But basically it's just a pad, basically like another drum head kind of that has a ring around it that you can get it on and off easily, with a hole cut out in the center, and you just throw it on your snare, and you would be amazed at the difference in sound that thing makes, man.
Steve's donut.
Yeah, man. I mean, it can make anything sound good. Not really.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Snare weights, those are another a good way to get some. You can use those things on toms too, you know.
Nice.
But yeah, tambourines, shakers. I use a lot of like Latin percussion gear and stuff. They make some good gear. But yeah, I mean, the songs like Bethel and Elevation's got some stuff like with
Yeah.
their songs as well. All Sons and Daughters, you know, just kind of you get those organic type songs, I guess you would call them, where you have to just come up with the sounds that you hear on the record. You know, it's just critical listening. You know, you got to pay attention and try and recreate those sounds.
And you mentioned All Sons and Daughters. I know Paul Mabry's done work with them, and I
Oh,
know
man.
you did a video with Paul, and I'm like, I wouldn't even dare in my own lifetime to try to emulate that guy.
Yeah, we just did a lesson of a All Sons and Daughters song, and just listening to the track, I was just like, man, I'm
Yeah.
not gonna do this any justice at all.
Oh, good. So cool. And speaking about songs, is there some kind of a process that you guys use behind the scenes to know which songs to actually cover in your lessons? Like, what's your selection process? How do you put a finger on, hey, these are probably the most popular songs churches are going to want us to cover?
I think basically what they do is, for one thing, licensing has a huge part in it, you know, because everything we do, we have the licensing for, so it's all legit.
Yeah, awesome.
But I think they mainly just look at the charts, you know, and see what songs are hot in the worship scene right now and what people are playing and what people are going to need help on, you know.
Very cool. And in taking a shift now to talk a bit more about the education side of things, would you consider yourself an online educator, a drum educator?
You know, man, I've honestly never thought of myself as a teacher, you know. I really haven't. And this job's been fun for me, you know. It's been refreshing, because I get to listen to worship music and teach people how to play it. And it's awesome. But it's made me better, you know,
Yeah.
having to count things out and explain things, you know, because
Wow.
I've had a few students in the past that I've taught and coached, but yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I've never really thought of myself as a teacher, you know.
Okay, so how about maybe let's change the word? And would you say then you feel like you're more of a mentor, to this generation of worship drummers?
I think a mentor, yeah. I think that would be, I mean, you know, I guess I am a teacher because I'm teaching people how to play the instrument. I'm explaining it. I don't know. Teacher just seems so like formal. So yeah, I mean, mentor, I think that's a good word. I like that better.
And for me, I remember mentoring the younger guys in youth, and I never thought of myself as a teacher, but I think what you guys do and what you're doing in particular, I know that they have to subscribe to the service to be mentored, so to speak, but I view it as a mentoring program. Some people don't have an experienced drummer to look up to teach them worship songs, and
Right.
maybe they're it. You know, it's like, hey, we have no drummer, you kind of play, so we're gonna throw you on the kit today. And
Right.
so I think this is a cool tool for those kind of churches or those kind of musicians who don't have, you know, a generation in front of them to learn from. And I know you guys do a fantastic job. So you're now a
Thanks so much,
mentor,
man.
you're a mentor to the worship drummer family.
Thank you.
So cool, man. Well, let's talk a bit about playing in front of cameras. because you are playing worship music, and in a church setting, it's completely not about us. All the attention is towards Jesus. But now, it's like all eyes are on you, every aspect of your technique, of your playing and all of that. How does that change, or does it change because you're in a studio setting playing worship songs, and if, giving instruction to the viewers?
That's a tough one, John. I mean, I guess it changes a little bit as far as the environment, goes. Any song that I play, I just try to crawl inside of that song and be a part of that song. So as far as, my feel when I'm playing the song, whether it's in a studio or whether it's in front of 2,000 people, in my church service on a Sunday morning. It's not going to be different for me, as far as the feel goes. It is a little strange just sitting alone in a room talking to a camera. But I had to get used to that for sure, 'cause that's weird, but it gets easier. But yeah, I mean, I don't think the mood of the song changes any,
Yeah, no, that's cool.
I have to study the song and learn it, pretty quick, because we're turning them out, pretty quick. So it's like you take a few minutes and chart it out and learn it and then teach it, so it's kind of different,
Wow.
but yeah, I don't think the mood really changes.
For any guys out there that are wanting to do drum covers or just get that exposure, let's say on YouTube, and they want to post videos, what is some advice that you would give to them, in terms of dealing maybe with negative criticism or feedback? I know I've posted a few instructional drum covers of worship songs, and I never claimed to be the best out there or the best, producer to mix the audio and get it out there. And even for me, I've received some interesting feedback saying,
For sure,
the mix
yeah.
sucks, or so. What is some advice you would give to some drummers who are wanting to create their own resource and just preparing them to receive some criticism?
Yeah, for sure. Like, just get a decent camera, Canon, get a good like HD quality camera, get something that's gonna give you a good quality product. GoPros are awesome. I mean, GoPro is probably the on the lower side as far as price goes, that you get a decent quality, for your money. So those work great. And then as far as audio, I run everything through mics into a interface, and into a recording program, and then I'll just mix it, how it needs to be mixed into whatever I'm playing to, the song. But, as far as criticism, haters are gonna hate no matter what.
True
Taylor
say.
Swift, said it right?
That's right.
They're gonna hate, and you just gotta let it go, man. You can't let it get to you. I have people that, if we're just gonna use the word hate, I got people that hate on me all the time, but you just gotta let it go. You can't let it get to you. They're probably just commenting that because they can't do it as good as you.
Wow.
So just let it go. Don't worry
Let
about that.
it go.
Yeah, that's another good song.
For all of you with young children, you know what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
We have two more questions with Josh in just a moment, but we wanted to take this opportunity to announce that we've partnered with Josh and worshipartistry.com to offer you a sweet giveaway. First off, from worshipartistry.com, we're going to be giving away 1 year membership to the website. It'll unlock all the content for you, one-on-one lessons, the green room, all of that. And so we're excited to offer that to you. And as well, Josh, himself is going to be throwing in a combo pack from Big Fat Snare Drum. And so we're just so thankful that we can offer that, and it'll go to one lucky winner. So stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out how you can enter.
Fun little prize pack there to one lucky guy.
Yes, or gal. You never know. We have some Instagram followers who post incredible pictures, and they are females. So very cool. Thanks so much, Josh, for hooking us up with that. And stay tuned to the end of the episode where we'll explain how you can enter for the giveaway. One lucky winner and a couple of sweet prizes. Just one more thing actually about that. When I would sign up on worshipartistry.com, do I have, as a drummer, do I have access only to the drum stuff or to everything, guitar, bass, keys? How does that work on the registration side of things?
You know, that's a good question. I'm actually not sure about that. I'm thinking you just get access to whatever instrument that you sign up for.
So it's likely tailored to what you're signing up for.
To your interests.
Okay.
Yes, I believe so. Now, if you sign up, you're going to get a free trial. So you'll be able to check out some of the stuff. It's just not going to unlock the full site for you.
Right, which is why the giveaway is a sweet deal.
Right, right. So the giveaway is for a full access. That's your full access card.
Very cool. Awesome, man. Well, Josh, as we wrap up, one question that I love to ask. You know what? We'll ask you two questions.
All right.
One is, how at the end of the day, how do you make sure that you keep your heart in check? That it's not becoming just about the drums?
Yeah, for me, so when I play a song, like I said before, I just try to crawl into that song. I try to be a part of that song. You know, when you're playing on a Sunday morning with your worship team and your worship guys, you know, I don't want to stand out. Mm. You know, I want to be a part of the song. They're not there. Nobody in that room is there to watch me, listen to me, you know. We all need to mesh. So I think just having a humble attitude, being there to support the song, being there for the right reasons, you know, playing for the right reasons. It's not about yourself, you know, it's for God, you know, the bottom line.
Absolutely. So always keeping that mindset in check, right?
Right, right. So keeping the reason why you're doing what you're doing, you know, playing in church, playing in a worship service before your beat.
Yeah.
You know, before every beat that you play, you know, I think that's a great saying that you have. I love that.
Well, one day we'll make a t-shirt and we'll send it to you.
I'll gladly wear it.
We actually have one in our store, in our shop, but I'm not happy with the logo actually. So for all of you haters out there who don't like it, don't worry. We're going to redo it soon. I promise you two questions. So this one hopefully is a bit easier for you to answer.
Okay.
As we wrap this up, we obviously know what you do and your heart behind it all, and we are so appreciative of that. And so I think it's fitting to ask you, what piece of advice would you like to give, not necessarily young, but just the developing worship drummer in their craft, but also in what they do in church? If you can just leave them with a word of encouragement, one piece of advice, what would that be?
Okay. So just the more, just a growing drummer coming up in church, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just don't quit. You're going to make mistakes, you know. We all make mistakes. You just have to overcome that. You know, you have to just keep pushing forward. Practice, you know, and keep learning, you know, keep yearning to learn, you know, crawl into drumming, you know, let it define you, you know, and be who you are if that's what you want to do, you know, learn all you can, reach out to people. Surround yourself with people who are better than you to learn from them, and just to grow. I mean, that's what I've done I've reached out to several, more experienced drummers just coming up, in my career, as a drummer. And man, it's helped me so much. Every little talk that you have, every email, every text, you're gonna come away with something that you'll carry on with you forever, So
Very cool.
I think it's important just to have a mentor,
Yeah. And if you don't or you can't find one, worshipartistry.com.
I'll gladly be your mentor. Come see me.
Come see Josh. So, Josh, for those who want to follow what you're doing, how can they do that?
So I'm on Instagram, at worship a underscore Josh. So you can follow me there. Twitter is the same handle on Twitter. And then I'm on Facebook, just Josh Ward. And come on over to Worship Artistry and you can hang out with me there too.
Awesome.
And be sure and check us out on the Worship Artistry YouTube channel as well. Just Worship Artistry, that's all it is. And there's always cool little drum videos and blogs. We're trying to build up that content as well. So,
Boom. Awesome, Josh. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
yeah, man, thanks so much for having me, man. It's been a blast.
I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Josh Ward from worshipartistry.com. Honestly, our heart and our desire is to be a resource to the local church drummers, and we believe that Worship Artistry is doing just that as well. So we're so happy to be able to introduce them to you in case you've never heard of them before. We think that they offer something of value for what we do as worship drummers, and so I really encourage you. Even if you don't subscribe, at least follow along with their green room, their blog posts. And I've benefited from them personally, and I encourage you to do so as well. So I know you've all been waiting for the details on how to enter this giveaway. So listen carefully. You're going to have to head to worshipdrummer.com. And right there on the front page, all you're going to have to do is subscribe to our email list. And we're gonna pick one lucky winner from that list. And so if you're already subscribed, then congratulations, you're already entered. But if you've yet to do so, we highly encourage you to subscribe. And that's the easy way. It's simple and easy. There's no, three entries, five entries. As long as you're on our email list, then you're eligible to win. And so guys, once again, thanks so much for listening. Honestly, we do this so that we can just continue to inspire you, to encourage you, and equip you to do what God has called you to do in the context of your local church. And it would be really helpful to us if you can head to iTunes and leave a review for the podcast. That helps us with our visibility in iTunes. And as well, please subscribe. And the best thing probably is to just share this with your bandmates, share this with other church drummers that you might know personally or through social media networks. And once again, God bless you guys. I love you. And keep putting the heart before the beat as we honor God.